Good day, everyone, and welcome to the most significant, most amazing Dental Success Today Practice Profit Accelerator podcast that we've ever done. The one and only Scott Manning. What do you think about that?
Well, I guess it all depends on who's judging. But I would say that this is the it darn well better be the most significant one because it's the current one. But yeah, you know, look, Kevin, it's exciting, isn't it? I mean, I always say, what a gift to be able to unwrap a new year. It's just it's a special thing, and you know, I think most people they probably don't reflect enough on it. I mean, you know, when you think about it, how few people, you know, live 100 of these things. But also, I look at the, you know, for the most part, we are actually happy and excited and curious, but we are completely oblivious to the new year, you know, maybe up until you're, I don't know, 15, 18, 22, maybe these days, 28 or 30. But then you have, you know, then you have 10 or 15 years of sort of trying to find yourself. Some people never do. But then eventually, you know, like at whatever moment, whether you're a young adult or middle age or a older person, you finally realize the significance once you know that you don't get so many. You don't get so many. So if you think about the intentionality and the conscious, deliberate effort that by the time you wake up in life, how few new years you really get to leverage and use. Like, it takes on a whole different meaning. So I don't mind over-embellishing, overstating, over-hyping. I don't mind over-focusing on this because the reality of it is that you just don't get so many. So it's a more significant and meaningful we can make the start of a new one, the more apt there is to be a chance somebody is going to do something truly transformative and remarkable with theirs.
I love that. And one of the things that you said, and friends, we haven't even got into the show yet. I mean, this is just us warming up here. And already, Scott, understand the significance. Those three words right there, we could apply that in every aspect of our existence. From the moment we wake up in the morning to the moment we put our head on the pillow, and I would say even while we're sleeping. Understanding the significance of sleep. I mean, my goodness, you know, we have people in our ecosphere who that's their entire purpose of life is to get people to understand sleep. Anyways, I'm getting all fired up here. Scott, today, here's what I want to do. And the fact that you talked about significance is just extraordinary to me. Because I want to spend some time and help all of our team members who are listening in, whether live or on the recording of this deal, to find the most significant leverage points that they can use to be more positively influential in advocating for their patient's health than ever before. And as a bonus, finding the leverage points just to be an extremely valuable human to others, because that leads to significance as well. So, Scott, why don't you take it away, get us kicked off. This is going to be one heck of a show today.
Well, thank you, Kevin. Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of saying this everywhere I go, so I'm going to be a broken record here. But, yeah, you really have the single greatest opportunity in a lifetime, in all of our generations, coming into this year. And that opportunity is that all things, you know, optimal, ideal, longevity, proactive, preventative, I mean, all things, okay, in health and society is all about, you know, sort of future. It's all future. And the future is right now, you know, and I mean, pick an industry. Like, I mean, I dare you to pick an industry. I could tell you specifically the greatest innovations and the greatest growth measures within that industry are not fixing problems, they're preventing problems. They're not solving, you know, curing old disease. They're about enhancing quality of life and longevity. I mean, every single genre of healthcare. So we have in dentistry, you know, in this year, no matter what specialty you're in, you have the greatest opportunity in a lifetime to move your patients forward. And I would just say to differentiate yourself and to make this about more than whatever you do, about more than prices, procedures, you know, treatment, more than ortho, implants, TMJ, sleep, crowns, fillings, smiles, perio. You have to make the message and really your overall mission about more than this, okay? And so I would challenge you as a team to really decide what that is, and then I would go all in with it. The second thing I'll say, because this is, really has nothing to do with what we're going to talk about, but the second thing I want to say is picking up where we left off at the end of the fourth quarter and tail end there. I know Megan and Kevin did their magic with you. But where we left off, I said in advance, I said, the new year is the easiest excuse you will ever have to drive case acceptance on total treatment. The new year is the most psychologically accepting moment where you can say, let's make this year the year you put yourself first. Let's make this year the year we stop chasing old problems and we start moving forward, okay, with optimal health. Let's make this year. So, like, you literally should have the greatest case acceptance. And you, if January is not a record month, it's either because you got your head up your rear end, okay, or it's because you're not presenting complete health dentistry and asking for prepay. Because you have to screw it up to not get the greatest case acceptance of your life at this moment in time. Okay, that's the deal. So anything short of that, feel shitty about it, because it really should be a breakout month in a transformative year, okay, where you are more staunch and committed and bolder than ever before to something greater than whatever it is you think you were doing last year. But that's my opening message, Kevin, and I'll let you speak about it, and then we can get to our, you know, New Year strategies.
Yeah, I love it. I took so many notes there. Oh, my gosh, I can go in a million different ways. Where I want to begin, though, is your point, the point of where you say, I can't overemphasize it enough. And you're right. Want to know why? Because this is how just the average person's life is based. Everybody talks about years, new year, new birthday, new anniversary. Like, everything is tied to years. And so, although, you know, one of the things I joke about all the time is, you know, like people like Scott and I, you know, we live for every day. And so I don't care whether it's what month of the year, what day of the week, or week of the year. None of that stuff matters, because every day is a gift. And every day it's like we have this responsibility to do something with it. The fact that everybody else, for the most part, though, does hinge upon this. Take advantage of it, as Scott stated. And so I want to not say more of or more have more ideas or concepts from what you just stated there, but actually just add some supportive measure in there, which is this. Number one, if you're waiting for permission, if you've never been given for permission, go, like, now is the time. You have permission to go for it. Like, just go for it with so much passion and vigor and enthusiasm, and have people think you're crazy, just to show your level of commitment for what's possible for them. Go, you know, so we go beyond this, you know, just problem basis, and all that stuff is just really amazing. Reminder, patients deserve it. Yes, are they coming to you out of the lowest common denominator? Of course they are, because they don't know any better. It's your job to create the vision and to get them to understand what's truly possible. And the reason why you want to do it is because they deserve it. They deserve to know it. They deserve the knowledge. They deserve the care, the kindness, the love, the respect, all of that, in order to say, I care so much about you. I want you to know what's possible. And what better time to do it than the new year? new commitment to make sure that you know what that stuff is. And just a side note, and then we're going to move on. I just spoke. Brand new associate doctor joined one of our practices. He's been there 3 days. Already talking to me. First of all, I gave him a congratulations for that. And he's committed to me every 2 to 3 weeks. I love it. He said, I've been here 3 days, and I can't tell you how excited I am because I came from corporate dentistry where all they focused on was the lowest common denominator to get somebody to do something. I'm amazed at what the hygienists are doing. I'm amazed at what the assistants are doing. I'm amazed at what the admin teams are. Like, he's so excited. And that's me, made me so excited because we people want that. They desire that. It's just we have to show them the way. We have to shine light upon it because it's all dark in the shadows. They don't know about it. Let's shine some light on it. And friends, no guilt on your part. Release all of your guilt. Okay? Don't feel guilty about talking about this stuff. You're in it. You're passionate about it. And just do it in a way, no shame, no judgment with the patient. Make sure they understand that. Recipe for success. Handing it back over to you, Scott. I could keep going, man. I'm so fired up right now.
Well, it's good stuff. Can we just stay on the idea of why on earth would you feel guilty about doing something amazing for other people? And that should be old news on this call. I mean, we shouldn't even have to say it, but we have to say what we shouldn't have to say because that's the point. But I mean, look, do what you do best and don't feel guilty about it. I mean, the quarterback can't feel guilty about trying to throw the ball to an open receiver in the end zone. If the receiver drops the ball, I mean, you know, you didn't know that in advance. You still got to be playing to win. And so much in dentistry, we break stuff down. We base it on insurance. When we go minimalistic common denominators, lowest common denominators, we're playing defense. We're playing not to lose instead of playing to win. So playing to win with people's health, what better deal is there than that? So how do we make all this happen? You know, here's what Kevin and I want to do just for a few minutes. We want to focus on you. You're the leverage point, okay? You are the difference maker. Every single person listening on this call, the results in your practice, A, don't matter that much to us because there's some results that matter more, and that's called your own personal development and what you do to better your quality of life, to build your confidence, grow your self-esteem, improve your health in all ways, and make this the most amazing, memorable, significant, as Kevin said, year of your life. And the reason we say that is because if you go first, the patient will follow. Okay? If you are not just stirring up the Kool-Aid, but you're drinking it too, okay, the patients are easy. And so we have to find a way to invigorate you, for you to have more fun, to find the more joy, to choose more happiness this year in your life. And if you are walking in with anything less than those three things, then honestly, you're in the way. And so what you have to choose is your own vision of success for the year ahead. And I would challenge you to do that for all the major aspects of your life, beginning first with your own self-care and health. Secondly, with your time value and appropriation of where you put your focus and energy. Thirdly, not to feel guilty about whatever choices you feel are best for you. And then obviously with your relationships, with your professional role within the practice and your responsibilities, okay? So first and foremost, let's start with you because you are the X factor in this whole thing. Now, I want to add to that quickly that when you are setting goals, it is very important to understand that almost every case, it's quality over quantity. It's degree of impact over how much we can get done. And the outcomes of your year, both in this first month, quarter, and all the way down, right, you really have to understand that where your focus goes, your time goes. Where your time goes, okay, your outcomes or value or whatever will be as a result. And so you want to hone your focus. And as we always like to say, you know, fewer but better, less is more. You really have to choose your priorities wisely And those priorities must be in alignment with your goals. But to do that, your goals have to be made and set, I should say, articulated, defined, envisioned with so much discernment. Okay, with so much discernment. Because if there is one way to sabotage everything you know about yourself, it is to say something and then to not do it. Because that's the crippler. So with discernment, set your goals and write them down. Why? Well, only because 100% of all successful people do. That's why. They're so like, you know, if it's 50-50, flip a coin. But when it's 100%, you kind of better just do what they're doing too. So emulate success, but define and be the originality that you are. Kevin, I'll flip it back to you.
Yeah, I love that. And what interesting how you drew attention to that and summarized it, because what my word for the year, and I've written about this already, is clarity. For some reason, I was just feeling like it was taking me longer and longer and longer to be able to focus and to be able to see clearly pathways and ways to make decisions and ways for me to be able to connect with people and you know, have an impact and all those kind of things. And so as I'm listening to you just describe putting the intention towards finding worthy goals, worthy things to put energy and effort towards. Friends, the thing, discernment was Scott's key word, is it can be easy for us to just make a list. This sounds great. I do it every year. Seems like it makes all the, it's a good starting point. I think what's important, no different than when we train with you guys and we talk about verbiage and things of that nature, we always say, go practice this a little bit. Take a step back, analyze it, like seek out the clarity. Am I putting my efforts and intention in the right places? You guys know I'm a man of faith. Like my prayer has been for these last 2 weeks for me to just turn it over and say, do I have clarity on this decisions that I'm making in life and in business and in all the things that I'm trying to do to be helpful for all of you? And it's like taking that step back and pausing so that you can start to clear through the fog, whether you got a little bit of it, a lot of it, doesn't matter. The edge doesn't matter. If some of it exists, it exists. And to make certain that you're clear on it and that the effort and energy will lead to something of significance, that is, will be helpful. That extra step is what's helpful to know where to apply your effort. It's not just because the list is good. We can all come up with good lists. Will the list lead to something of significance? And that, Scott, is where I'll pause and turn it back to you, because I want to just make certain that we're not, people aren't doing this just for the sake of doing it and feeling a little bit good and fuzzy about it, that they're actually saying, man, is it worth it?
Beautiful stuff right there. Is it worth it? Well, it better be, because it's not going to be easy either way. So you pick something that's not great. You pick something that's amazing. It's going to be a little bit challenging, and probably the more significant it is, the more challenging it will be, but the more, as Kevin so wisely said, the more worth it it will be. So, you know, look, here I want to give you two pieces of advice here that I follow myself and should be helpful. And so, again, as a team, what you're going to get, you know, the sort of kickoff DST video, whatever we send out. But, you know, as a team, you got to be unified on the goals and mission, what it looks like. I would tell you this. Don't just chase the numbers and the goals, because you'll miss the overall point, Kevin, significance. It really is about, okay, making the most of every opportunity you have to influence other people. And that means going all in. If you're going to play with addition, it's going to take a lot more numbers to add up to a goal. You play with multiplication, that means making every patient more valuable. Okay, that means making every day count. Okay, that means having every team member optimized to the highest contribution and priorities that they have to deliver results for the team. Okay, so it's all these things combined. I'm not going to go into the basics, the four pillars, the bundling, all the things. You understand how to achieve goals. anybody listening to this today, we should be able to give you a practice goal. You can reverse engineer it down to, you know, columns, team members, procedures, patients, treatment plans, et cetera, et cetera. It's really, it's such a simple thing. The bigger thing, the more complicated thing, is dealing with the human mind, okay? It is taking care of yourself so that you are dialed in this year, that you can find your fun, okay, that you can remember, as Kevin said, your purpose, but you also can stay filled up, fired up, fueled up, okay, so that you can make it through whatever comes your way while at the same time you being in control. So here's my first piece of advice. Number one, I already set goals by categories or compartments within your life, which those are obvious, you know, time, money, health, relationships, professional, et cetera, et cetera. Okay? You can say, what are you going to learn? What are you going to improve? You know, what are you going to eliminate? That's Kevin and I's favorite one of all the time is eliminate. Okay, but so the next thing is, what I would really emphasize is you've got to set yourself up for what a year is, which a year is various compartments of time organized in specific ways. So have a passionate commitment to yourself to set up a daily something that will keep you on track. It could be journaling, breathing, grounding, you know, a prayer or ritual. It could be a solitude thing or a family thing. It could be a morning or an evening thing. But make a commitment daily that's like your center. That's find your center. No matter good or bad, whatever it was, just come back to center. Then figure out something weekly that you look forward to. It could be a walk or a workout. It could be a book or a show. It doesn't matter. But figure out something and then put it in your life and give yourself something to look forward to. I'd love to tell you to do an end of week and beginning of week huddle with yourself, not just your team. That's obvious you do that. But, you know, that's not that exciting. But if you really can look at the last 7 days, look at the next 7 days, great. But have something in your week you look forward to. And then set a monthly benchmark, a monthly personal check-in, okay, where it may be with your spouse, your kids, yourself, your team, your department. But have something every month so no month moves forward until – you know, you've basically done what we're talking about here today 12 times. Oddly, by no coincidence, we do this 12 times. Okay? But for yourself, I'm talking about, all right? Your New Year checkpoints, like you're going on a 2025 game board and you got 12 little check-ins along the way with yourself because you know best about you. And then the next one, of course, is quarterly. You could have a half a year, but just quarterly, again, something that you will look forward to. It might be a little of a dinner out with your family. It might be a show or a concert. It might be have something that you look forward to. You know, we're human. I always say the number one thing you can never break, okay, is the law of human nature. So you have to learn to embrace it and proactively organize it for success because otherwise you'll be reactively managing its sort of, you know, let's call it shortcomings. So that's really my 2025 advice is stack the deck in your favor. Set yourself up for success. It's not all going to be perfect, but if you can put checkpoints in daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, okay, then you're going to have a wild and amazing year because it's going to help you stay in that highest level mindset. Okay? And it's going to keep you positive and, you know, really one of – I have a lot of words because I always say one word, but, you know, I'm verbose, so I multiply by about 12. But one of my words is aspirational. I mean, if you're not aspirational for this year, I mean, you got 365 days of, you know, torture and, you know, pain and agony and hell, and you're just trying to make it through. It's like running on a treadmill. You kind of just want to get done. But if it's aspirational – you're like excited. You want to savor the moment, but you're excited for the next one. That's what you need for this year. Kevin?
I love it, Scott. I love it. Man, I've just recalibrated my whole year listening to that last 5 minutes. That's how valuable it was. So here's my comment, and then I'm going to turn it over for your last comment here, Scott. Friends, if you haven't figured it out by now, whether you heard us say it, you read between, whatever it is, you're the most important component of this whole deal. And in order for you to be a great mom, team member, husband, wife, whatever it is, you have got to figure out how to make sure you stay paying attention to yourself, to have these check-in points so that you can course correct, that you can replicate the good that's happening in life, to pause and disrupt when the path is not headed in the right direction. Because we could do all the training we want. We could have all the conversations that we have. If you're not taking care of you, then it's just going to be impossible to get there. That's why we talk about clarity. That's how we talk about making smart choices. Like, we ask you to help your patient make smart choices in their health. We ask you to make smart choices about what do you need and what does the team need so that you all can be good as individuals and extraordinary as a unit. And I need this advice as much as anybody, because I felt like I didn't finish my year as strong as I could. I'm a human. And think of me, I put a lot of time, attention, and energy into this thing, and yet I still need it too. Not that I'm anybody. My point just being, we all do. Even the mighty Scott Manning, which is why he does and displayed for you what he said. He said, this is what I do. And so I just had to drive that home for a second, Scott, because as much as we could keep going with all sorts of things, lists and processes and systems and all this different. It really comes down to each and every one of us as individuals. Let's gain clarity. Let's understand what can lead to a significant outcome for us and others. And let's make smart choices. Discern what smart choices will be so that we create the opportunity to make it happen. As Scott says, there is no luck. We create our own luck, and that's by taking action. Scott Manning, wrap up this really incredible show today.
Oh, Kevin, you did it yourself. You crushed it. Awesome, awesome. Well, I'll leave it with this culminating point. Do not make decisions just to make decisions. Don't make to-do lists just to make a to-do list. Okay? Don't make everything a priority, otherwise nothing is. It all can't be your focus. At the end of the day, the 80-20 rule applies to all of life. But the bottom line is, I say to you this, in 2025, okay, set yourself up for success, but above all else, choose wisely what success is, what you allow in, okay? You know, all the things is so important, because you are the controller of all of your time, of what goes in your entire life. Is a product of your decisions of what you value most and the things that are required, okay, to be able to make those things happen and possible. The two greatest self-sabotaging traits of all, humankind, aside from guilt, is regret and resentment. Okay? People regret without enough foresight. Although if you're living a full life, you're going to always regret some things because you can't do it all. But have no regrets. Okay, a year from now, have no regrets. And secondly, don't resent what's required. If it's important enough to make it a goal, whether it's in the practice or out of the practice, then don't resent what's required to make it possible. And that goes back to Kevin's word of worthy, okay? Make it worthy. And so the last thing I will say is your success in the practice should be so simple. It's so easy. You need one patient probably to get it done, but a handful would be just fine. Yeah, but at the end of the day, what really matters is that you go to work on yourself, you understand your power, your ability, and that you are the X factor, okay? And you too are worth whatever it takes to make this not just another, but the best, most significant year of your life. Thank you so much, Kevin. Take care, everybody. Let's go get it done. Make it happen. And, a year from now, I have so much to celebrate and look back on. And most of all, savor it, friends. Savor it. You'd only get so many. Take care.
Thank you, Scott. stated so beautifully, I'm ending it right there. Friends, thanks for listening in to the most extraordinary Dental Success Today Practice Profit Accelerator podcast. Go out and make it your best year yet. We look forward to being with all of you throughout the entire experience. Until next month, go get them.